The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The next phase of Metro's SafeTrack program has begun.
This time around, the area that will be most impacted by the SafeTrack program will be Prince George's County, where stations are completely closed between Eastern Market and Minnesota Avenue, Benning Road. Riders have the option of shuttle bus service, but for those who choose to drive, County Executive Rashern Baker says if you're alone in the car, stay out of the HOV lanes.
We've asked the state to look at the HOV to make sure we're keeping those restrictions in force.
Also in Virginia, there's no blue line service between Arlington Cemetery and Rosslyn. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As Maria reported, there are shuttle buses, but Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says the buses can handle only a fraction of the traffic the trains do.
They're going back, you know, and hitting traffic and hitting, you know, all kinds of things, whereas, you know, the train's sort of just running. So it is a totally different problem, and it's probably about 70% less of what we normally can provide. So we need people to make other options.
Wiedefeld spoke this morning on NBC4. There will be votes on gun control in the Senate today in the wake of the Orlando nightclub shootings.
Democrats have been pushing the so-called no-fly, no-buy legislation that means anyone on a terrorist watch list should be stopped from buying a gun via the National Instant Background Check System. And there's an unusual ally for that type of legislation with Republican presumptive nominee Donald Trump.
We have to make sure that people that are terrorists or have even an inclination toward terrorism cannot buy weapons.
Trump was on ABC's This Week. Trump has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association, but the NRA is giving tepid support to the idea of making sure persons whose names are on a terror watch list are prevented from buying guns. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The FBI is set to release a partial transcript of three phone conversations between Orlando gunman Omar Mateen and police negotiators. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the transcripts will be revealing.
He talked about his pledges of allegiance to a terrorist group. He talked about his motivations for why he was claiming at that time he was committing this horrific act. He talked about American policy in some ways. We're still exploring why he chose this particular place to attack.
But the transcripts will be edited, Lynch says, to shield victims from being re-victimized. Gunmaker Remington Arms is once again asking a Connecticut judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed by survivors and families of those killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre. Lawyers for Remington argue that a 2005 federal law shields gunmakers from most lawsuits over criminal use of their products. Maryland is issuing new, more secure driver's licenses and ID cards starting today.
The new cards will have several layers of security to help prevent identity theft and fraud, including laser engraving, tactile text, and a unique barcode.
So we're really now able to bring Maryland residents the most secure card in the country.
Chrissy Neiser, administrator of the Motor Vehicle Administration.
Good news is that there's no need to do anything until your license expires.
Neiser says the update is overdue since Maryland licenses have not been updated since 2003, making current licenses easy to duplicate. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
And closing arguments are scheduled to begin in a couple of hours in Baltimore in the trial of a police officer who's driving the van in which Freddie Gray sustained his fatal injuries. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,675, the NASDAQ at 4,800. Sports, Gio Gonzalez loses his fifth straight decision as the Nats fall to San Diego. The O's beat the Blue Jays. NBA Finals, Cleveland brings home the title for the first time, beating Golden State. And Dustin Johnson wins the U.S. Open. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Doctor of Democracy.
Rush Limbaugh here, the EIB Network.
Thrilled to be with you.
Rush. weekdays at noon.
You know, folks, you're going to have to learn to trust me.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Get your carpets cleaned for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll take you 270 southbound as you come up toward Falls Road. Accident activity. It's really in the backups. They're out of Germantown and through Gaithersburg heading down toward the Capitol Beltway. So keep alert on that stretch of 270. Top side of the Beltway. Slows coming off of 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue. South on 29. Heading out of White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Have a bit of stop and go with a crash reported in the backups. It's been a busy morning. I will take you Maryland 95 southbound. Absolutely jammed if you're trying to get to the exit before BWI Airport near I-195. That's where you have the activity. It's along the right side, northbound rubbernecking. Virginia 66 eastbound crash before the Beltway had been cleared to the shoulder. Route 50 inside the Beltway, Graham Road for the incident. And better news in the 3rd Street Tunnel, the broken down quickly was towed away, but still gives us delays off of each direction of the southeast-southwest freeway off of 395 and off of DC 295. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front approaching, bringing showers and storms for Tuesday. Sunny and hot today, high 93. Stray shower storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, 73. Scattered showers and storms Tuesday, some strong to severe, 88. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Gainesville, 68 in Olney, 73 degrees in Washington. Cleveland ends a 52-year title drought with the Cavaliers NBA title. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning. It's 8:07. Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Lisa Booth is here, founder and president of High Noon Strategies and, of course, Fox News and Washington Examiner contributor. Lisa, great to have you with us. And the state of the presidential race has been front and center this morning.
It has. And we're fortunate to have former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore on the phone with us. He was a 2016 presidential candidate, also a former RNC chairman. Governor, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
And Governor, I want to ask you, as a former RNC chairman, you understand this process better than anyone else, the convention process. There's been talks of that from the Never Trump crowd of a convention queue. What would the delegates have to do to successfully block his nomination? And what do you think the probability of that success is?
Well, Lisa, I've come up over the years through the party my whole life, and I've seen an awful lot of contested conventions, some that were almost as big as the national convention. Yeah, you can manipulate the rules, and you can create a situation maybe where Trump would not get the nomination on the first ballot, and then you open it back up. And as you know, Ted Cruz made a concentrated effort nationwide to put his people in the delegations. So a lot of these delegates don't want Donald Trump. They want another candidate. If you could release them, then, yeah, you could change the result and the outcome of the nomination. However, I think that we need to grow up and recognize something here, and that is that we have lived on primaries now for decades and decades and decades, and they are bound by state law. So if you're going to manipulate this, you run the danger here of upsetting the whole apple cart of the nomination. Furthermore, second problem is, if you do something like this, you're going to completely alienate and disillusion the people who've been voting for Trump all across the country, and they're going to walk away from our nominee no matter who it is, thus handing it to Hillary Clinton. And I guess I'll stop talking except for say one thing. The most important thing that we have to keep our eye on is not allowing Hillary Clinton to be the president of the United States. She is not fit to be president. She is disqualified from being president, and she is a dangerous candidate. And for those reasons, we have got to make sure that no matter what happens, that we win this election.
Do you think if those efforts move forward, they'll be successful?
No, I don't. I think that at the end of the day, we have to recognize that we've got a process here. It's been imposed on the Republican Party by the state legislatures, by the primaries, and frankly, by the television press that just loves these primaries and these election nights with all the drama and the votes coming in from here and here's all the polling. That's where they make money. They have really sort of they've created a situation where the party doesn't really control its own nomination. You know, this is not the time to upset this. This is the time to obey the law and go forward, in my view, rally this party and beat the real problem candidate here, who is Hillary Clinton, and win this election.
Governor, Donald Trump has relied on his interviews, his press coverage, and has not been out there with an advertising campaign, with a ground game. Hillary Clinton is spending $23 million in the swing states this month. Donald Trump is spending no dollars. And if anybody would know about the resources, the ground game, and the importance of the media, it would be you, because you bring three unique perspectives as a governor, as a presidential candidate, and as the former chairman of the RNC. And here's what Donald Trump says about the party.
I think because I'm a different kind of a candidate, and you know, Paul Ryan said that, I'm a different kind of a candidate, I think that I win either way. I can win one way or the other.
With them or without them?
I do believe that. But I think it, because I obviously won the primaries without them, you know, I'm an outsider and I won the primaries. I do believe that we can win either way, but it would be nice if we stuck together.
What would you say to him if you sat down with him this morning?
Well, what Jim Gilmore would do would be to try to rally the party. And that's what I am trying to do. The Virginians have asked me to chair the Get Out the Vote effort in Virginia, and I'm trying to carry the state for Virginia. If I were the candidate, I would be working very hard to rally the party. And, you know, that's what I would do. And I think he needs the party combined. But on the other hand, Ryan Priebus is rallying the party. The state chairmen across the country are rallying the party. And I think that's where we are. Now, Donald Trump doesn't help all the time with some of the things that he says. I haven't made an endorsement because I don't want to take ownership of some of his approaches and some of his things. But here's the deal. You know, the press gave us this candidate. This is a candidate who has a political theory that is more contemporary than maybe we've seen in the past. I remind you that Jeb Bush had all the money in the world and bought all the advertising in the world, just like Hillary Clinton's doing, and it didn't help him. Hillary Clinton is also likely to not get the biggest bang from her television appearances because she's not a good candidate. She's a dangerous and unfit candidate. And so as this thing goes on, that's where this race is going to come down to, a comparison between the two candidates.
So speaking of those things that Donald Trump has said, he just recently talked about potentially looking at the profiling of Muslims. Is that something you agree with?
No, I don't think I would profile anybody. I'm a guy that believes in American liberty. I believe in the First and the Second Amendments. I believe in the entire Constitution, so I don't believe I profile people based upon their religion. However, I do think that Donald Trump makes this point, and this point is that this war that we're in right now, this international guerrilla war that I've talked about so much, is a problem within young people who are being attracted by this radical Islamism that is being preached by ISIS and al-Qaeda and other people. And that has to be understood. So my approach, Jim Gilmore's approach during the campaign, was to reach out to Muslim leaders in this country. And I did. And, you know, let me tell you what I heard. What they said to me was, well, we're afraid we're going to be profiled. And my response to them was, well, we're not going to allow you to be profiled, but you have an obligation that's deeper than anybody else in this country. You have to provide a different way and approach for young Muslims in the United States of America and indeed worldwide to give an alternative to these radical Islamists. Now, I still believe that they have that obligation and they need to step forward.
As the governor of the state that housed the Pentagon, what kind of information did you see? And I don't want to get into specific stuff like that, but what did you see in terms of the threat of terror in general as a governor in protecting your own state?
Well, of course, I was governor during the 9/11 attack and was taking action as governor to protect the state even before the Pentagon was struck. And they did the things necessary. Suddenly, I was a war governor, basically, when the Pentagon was struck. We didn't see a lot of official information, but your listeners probably know I was chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism for the United States of America at the behest of the Congress for 3 years before the 9/11 attack. And we understood very, very well, based on our studies and information, that there was a rising danger of an attack in the United States, and we said so. And we said there needed to be a national strategy to deal with this issue. And all of our official reports, which, by the way, your listeners can access on the RAND Corporation webpage, just put in Gilmore Commission on RAND.org or RAND.com, and the reports will come up. And we understood that there was a rising threat worldwide and that it would spill over in the United States. And I'm reporting to your listeners today that there is more of this ahead. There will be more of this. Because this is the nature of the world that we're living in today, and we have to be strong people and prepared to assert our values over those of the radicals. And I believe that we can and we will do this. America's strong and resilient, but there's going to be more of this, and we need to learn how to deal with it.
All right, we're out of time, but in 25 words or less, you mentioned a strategy. Do you see a strategy from this administration?
No, I do not see a strategy from this. In fact, it's to the contrary. We have to win the war on ideas, and the president is not leading in the war on ideas. And this is why we're in trouble, because we're not asserting what we need to do and our values and the correctness and rightness of America. And she's too equivocal on this. And you have to win the war of ideas, and we need national presidential leadership to do that.
Governor Jim Gilmore, thank you so much for being with us on WMAL.
My pleasure.
8:16, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on WMAL. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, and here we are. The heat is on as we head out through Manassas, Centerville, and up toward the Capitol Beltway. Earlier morning crash eastbound before the Beltway had been over to the shoulder. 50 inside the Beltway near Graham Road. It was a crash. Inner loop of the Beltway should come off of 95 and through Annandale. Just a bit of the stop-and-go lanes there are reported open. Now, the outer loop leaving Springfield over toward Eisenhower Avenue had an incident. You should find your travel lanes open. I am seeing still a little bit of that stop-and-go. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, delays are back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. DC 295, slowest stretch right now as you approach the Suitland Parkway, heading in over the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street near Nat Stadium. We had an incident blocking one lane, and then heavy on the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, crash before the 14th Street Bridge. They were trying to clear that to the shoulder. And we're in the first morning commute of SafeTrack Surge number 2 and trying to find options to get to work. Definitely seeing extra pressure on the Beltway outer loop as you head past 50 and over toward the Lanham, New Carrollton area. 50 delays inside the Beltway begin at 410. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Look for sunshine today, high 93. Cloudy overnight, chance of a thunder shower for tomorrow. Partly cloudy in the morning, thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, up to 88. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 70 degrees WMAL, it's 8:17.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
All right, you know what that means. Time for Critter News. Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Rick Fowler and Lisa Booth in for Brian and Larry. And the president was out and about Yosemite National Park. The first family, he was standing in front of one of the most breathtaking backgrounds. President Obama using a speech to tout his conservation legacy. Back to legacy, Lisa, while calling for more action to prevent climate change. He said you can't capture this on an iPad or a flat screen, even an oil painting. You got to come in and breathe it here yourself. And, of course, the National Park Service celebrating their 100th anniversary. So the president at Yosemite, and the president offered an impersonation.
How do you protect, how do you keep bears away? What do you do?
Go away, bear!
Hey,
Yep, that was President Obama impersonating a bear.
It sounds about as weak as his approach to ISIS.
Ooh, ouch. Wow, good one. All right, we move on to a woman being attacked by a black bear while running a marathon in New Mexico. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. So a woman attacked by a black bear while running a marathon in New Mexico. Pretty scary here. It was at the National Preserve in northern New Mexico. The woman suffered several bites and scratches and had injuries to her head, neck, and upper body that weren't life-threatening. So thank God she's going to survive, and she certainly has a heck of a story to tell people.
All right. We have another one in the headlines this morning. Mother pulls mountain lion off her five-year-old son. She heard him screaming. She's a Colorado woman, raced to the front yard, finds a terrifying sight, a mountain lion hunched over her five-year-old son, biting him. Now, the woman charged the animal, yanked away one of its paws, and discovered her son's whole head was in his mouth. But she didn't back down. She goes in and she pries the cat's jaws open, according to the sheriff. Boy suffered deep cuts to the head, face, and neck, was flown to a Denver hospital. The mother, who also had scratches and bites, credited with saving his life. Wow.
Yeah, this woman's my hero.
Amazing story.
What a tough mama. Tough mama bear.
All right. Well, we do have one that's a little more tame, shall we say?
Oh, yeah. So this is from Huffington Post. This is just kind of ridiculous. Non-alcoholic wine for cats now. So you never have to drink alone. Alcoholics out there who don't want to have a glass of wine alone. So Huffington Post reads, have you ever been home with your cat or cats enjoying a nice glass of wine and thought, I wish my feline friends could enjoy this too? Well, they can't. Alcohol is extremely dangerous for pets. But now there is a Denver-based company that makes drinks for cats that look like wine, but bear little resemblance to the stuff ingredient-wise. I think the variety is like Pinot Meow and Moscato. So if you're a cat lover and you're a little lonely and you've got a bottle of wine, you don't have to drink alone. So good news.
Well, the hook, I think, here is that the wines are made with organic catnip. So the cats will really get a buzz off of this stuff, which is, you know, kind of join you when you're having a buzz off the wine. So,
yeah, so you never have to be alone again in your drinking.
821 WMAO, Mornings on the Mall.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
The credit crisis of 2008 is long gone, but are you still feeling the remnants of it? Hi, Rick Edelman here. To help you rescue your money from bad investment advice, I have fully revised and updated my best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. The book will tell you what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times, and it's fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and you'll quickly discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
8:25 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 southbound south of Route 80. Urbana seeing delays. Looks like we have a report of a crash right in that area. Get a little break in Clarksburg, and then you'll hit it slow again just south of Gaithersburg and heading in through Rockville onto the 270 spur. Crash along the way near Shady Grove Road should be over to the shoulder. But now for Maryland 95, it has been a mess this morning trying to get out of Baltimore. Coming southbound 95 before the exit for I-195. We still have a police investigation there along the right side, also causing northbound 95 rubbernecking delays. So everyone in that stretch near BWI on 95 slowing. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, also looking for options and alternates. That picks up extra volume. Well, looking at delays topside from 95 and around to Georgia Avenue. Route 1, Maryland, northbound at 175. Crash involved a tractor-trailer on its side. Watch for police to direct you around through there. Traffic update brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue since 1941. Dickey's Barbecue has been serving slow smoked meats and honey-style sides, your family favorite, served by their family. Join them for lunch or dinner today. Order a family pack to take home or get a free catering quote at Dickies.com. Dickies Barbecue, where they speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and hot for us here today. We'll head up into the low to even mid-90s this afternoon. Stray shower storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, 73. Better chance for showers and storms Tuesday, some strong to even severe, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees at 8:27 on WMAL. Mornings on the Mall continues. Rick Fowler and Lisa Booth in for Brian and Larry this morning. And Lisa, the party continues in Cleveland, I think, this morning.
Yeah, they're having a good time. And, you know, I think the only good thing that came out of Cleveland winning for me was to see LeBron James cry. This is a guy who is arguably the biggest egomaniac in the league. So to see him cry is worth it, even if it took him winning.
52 years since Cleveland had its first NBA final championship. It was 93-89 last night over the Golden State Warriors. It was Game 7 after they came back from a 3-1 deficit. And, of course, LeBron James had been in Cleveland, went to Miami, really ticked off a lot of people in Cleveland when he made that move.
Right.
Then he really ticked off a lot of people in Miami when he went back to Cleveland.
Right. And you know what? Winning must feel really good. I'm a Washington, D.C. resident, lived here my entire life, so winning isn't really something that we're accustomed to.
Well, they are getting used to it in Cleveland. The party continues in Cleveland as the Cavaliers win the NBA championship. 8:28, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Coming up on WMAO, we will talk with Virginia Delegate Rob Bell. Governor McAuliffe has some ideas to add some new voters on the rolls. We'll find out what Rob Bell feels like about that. That's coming up. Mornings on the Mall, 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station
where Washington comes to talk.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Phase 2 of Metro's SafeTrack initiative is now underway, affecting the blue, orange, and silver lines in Prince George's County. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld was at the Eastern Market Station this morning and told NBC4 that Metro needs lots of its usual riders not to use the rails during Phase 2.
People can either spread out their trip. If there's some way they could carpool home, for instance, that would be great. And again, tomorrow morning, if they could telecommute, anything of that. We just have to reduce the volume of people trying to use the system.
The county has free shuttle buses from New Carrollton to the Green Line. The FBI is set to release partial transcripts today of conversations between the Orlando nightclub shooter and police negotiators the night of the massacre.
This morning, authorities set to release the killer's words. The FBI and local law enforcement will put out limited transcripts and a timeline of the Orlando killer's conversations with negotiators during the three-hour standoff.
The reason why we're going to limit these transcripts is to avoid re-victimizing those who went through this horror.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch tells CNN the transcripts reveal details of three phone calls with the killer before he was shot dead by police.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. The Senate, meanwhile, is set to vote today on four gun control bills in the wake of the Orlando shootings.
Senior senators from both parties began discussing whether there was a compromise that could be struck on preventing suspected terrorists from getting guns. Democrats want to ban gun sales on anyone on a terror watch list, while Republicans want greater involvement by the FBI and the courts before banning the sale of a firearm. So what we ended up with is something that's been quite common on Capitol Hill. Stalemate.
Correspondent Manu Raju checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,675. The Nasdaq at 4,800. Sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers make history with their first NBA championship. Baseball, the Padres beat the Nats, the O's beat Toronto, and Dustin Johnson wins the U.S. Open. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The credit crisis of 2008 is long gone, but are you still feeling the remnants of it? Hi, Rick Edelman here. To help you rescue your money from bad investment advice, I have fully revised and updated my best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. The book will tell you what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times, and it's fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and you'll quickly discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me talk about the Good Feet store in Rockville and their new location in Vienna at Route 123 and Park Street. Maybe you've had foot pain and you've tried those over-the-counter supports without much luck. Well, here's what's different about my friends at Good Feet. Their goal is to give you relief from your foot and heel pain for life. They don't sell disposable drugstore inserts. They sell custom foot orthotics with a lifetime warranty. That's right, their products are guaranteed by the store and the manufacturer. Plus, they're made right here in the USA. We do a lot of walking here in the Washington area, and you don't walk when your feet hurt. Let the staff at the Good Feet store help you break free from foot pain. Their experts will make sure you have the perfect arch supports for whatever activity you do. Running, walking, exercising, you name it. So go to the Good Feet store on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Get ready to make a permanent positive change in your life. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. Looks like another broken down car in that area. Slowing as you come out of Landmark. Blocks one lane. Once you get across the 14th Street Bridge, heavy onto the freeway. Earlier, we had a broken down in the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's been cleared. Now, the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, trying to recover from an earlier crash. Heading inbound over the Douglas Bridge and onto South Capitol Street over near Nats Park, we had an incident that was blocking one lane. Around the Beltway, Maryland, as expected, heading into Greenbelt, heavier than normal. We're under Safe Track Surge number 2, so commuters looking for various options and ways to get to work. On the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, everyone looking for an alternate rather than I-95. So 295, the BW Parkway slows past BWI. Again, heavy and Laurel. Problem with 95, longstanding police investigation. Southbound 95 before I-195. A lot of activity along the right side there. Now, Virginia 66 East, long gone is the crash near the Beltway, but still quite slow. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and hot for us here today. We'll head up into the low to even mid-90s this afternoon. Stray shower storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, 73. Better chance for showers and storms Tuesday, some strong to even severe, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Haymarket, 70 in Frederick, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
I believe it is time to cast off Virginia's troubled history of injustice and embrace an honest, clean process for restoring the rights of these men and women. And so today, I will sign an order restoring the civil and voting rights of every single individual who has completed his or her sentence.
That is Governor Terry McAuliffe of the state of Virginia issuing an executive order putting 200,000 felons on the rolls of the Democratic voters by executive order. It is Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Lisa Booth is here from the Washington Examiner and also Fox News. And it is great to have you with us, Letha. And we are also joined by Rob Bell. And Rob is a Republican member of the House of Delegates, represents the 58th District in the Virginia Piedmont. That includes Greene County, parts of Albemarle, Fluvanna, and Rockingham counties. And it is great to have Rob with us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Letha. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us a little bit about the background on this story. Of course, it's an executive order, and it created a lot of controversy when Governor McAuliffe made that executive order. Give us a little history on it before we get into the current state and what's next.
Sure. So Virginia has always had a system since at least 1870 where a governor could restore civil rights to convicted felons. And the civil rights are the right to vote, the right to sit on a jury, the right to run for office. And Governor McAuliffe had restored 18,000 felons to their civil rights, and he did this on a one-by-one, case-by-case basis. That's the way it's always been done. And what he did on April 22nd was an entirely different approach, unlike any governor before him. He said, I'm going to do it to all of them. If you finish your prison and you supervise probation, you have had your rights restored. And we believe that this is a terrible policy shift, that case-by-case review is how you avoid problems. And then it's also unconstitutional that Governor Kaine and Governor McDonald studied it. Both of them concluded it had to be done one by one. And so we filed suit against the executive order that is unconstitutional, and that'll be heard by the Supreme Court on July 19th.
Rob, do you find it hypocritical that Governor McAuliffe wants to give rights to convicted criminals, to these felons who have committed heinous acts? He wants to give them voting rights, but he wants to curb gun rights for law-abiding Virginians?
Well, I mean, there's multiple problems with this, and the first would be that the previous approach allowed you to look at each one, see how violent the offense was, see what they had to do to demonstrate they were back on the straight and narrow. And it was, again, it's not just voting rights, it's also jury rights. We've got a death penalty case right now in Dinwiddie County where the defense attorneys are arguing that the jury pool has to include these re-enfranchised felons or else it's not a fair cross-section of the electorate, excuse me, of the jury pool. And what he did was, by doing it as a blanket approach, he threw all that aside. And all of the problems we've seen since then, and we're going to get to that, I gather, have been because he didn't look at each case. And we have instances, and the one that was in the Post about a week ago, and then the Post did another story a couple days ago, where anybody who looked at them, if you'd had a high school intern looking at this list, they would have said, oh, goodness, Mr. Governor, maybe this murderer who's locked up in West Virginia shouldn't get his rights back, or this guy is a fugitive, or this guy who's in Peru. Those are all real cases. They had two cases of rapists who are currently serving prison time, and they just made a typo. They said they had a data entry error. And then this most recent story was we have a rehab facility where if you're a sex offender and you are so dangerous after you finish your prison term that you can be civilly committed, just like someone who's mentally ill, you can be civilly committed. It turns out that over 100 of the people in that facility were on the list for people to have their rights restored. And every time this happens, the governor people say, oops, I'm sorry, we made a mistake. But this would have been caught if it had been case by case. That by doing it as a blanket, you have this list of over 200,000 felons, and nobody knows how many mistakes are in there. Nobody knows how many people are having their rights restored according to the list, but actually shouldn't be.
Terry McAuliffe was the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. He's been very close to the Clintons over the years, and clearly a political operative in addition to being a governor. I would imagine the timing on his executive order would put those 200,000 voters out on the rolls prior to November 8th of this year?
Oh, sure. I mean, again, the order came down on April 22nd. The voter rolls will close. You know, there's a period of time they close before the election. That gives his people months to register voters. And people are ascribing motives. I'll let them ascribe their own motives to what the governor did. But certainly the timing would give you pause.
Speaking of Governor McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton, his campaign donations in the past, allegedly an FBI investigation into some of those campaign donations. Do you know what the latest is on that?
I have no inside information. Obviously, we're all following it closely. The media reports have been that there's been an FBI investigation for a year, but we don't know any information that we have is the same as what you have.
And to put a stop to the effort on these voters, of course, you filed suit. Any other recourse that you have?
There really isn't. In other words, the governor has issued his executive order. Even the governor himself, despite what he's telling the press, can't modify his order or change it or amend it. It's happened. The order is in place. And so the only extant way to approach it would be to file suit, which we've done. The Supreme Court will have a hearing on July 19th, and obviously the timing is very important. Every day that goes by, you have juries being impaneled, you have voters trying to register. And so on July 19th, they're holding a special session. They haven't done that since the early 90s to get to this case right away and have a hearing. If the court gives us the ruling, what the governor did will be held to be invalid, and the registrations themselves will be invalid. Now, he could still, on a case-by-case basis, review anybody that he wanted and would, of course, be able to look at the 6,000 or so that have already registered on a case-by-case basis.
How strong is the opposition to the governor's efforts here?
Oh, gosh. I mean, again, we think that what he has done would, even if you disagree with what he's trying to do, he's messed it up so badly, he's done it in such a slapdash way, that you have we don't know how many because he won't release the list, but we just found 100 down at this rehab facility in Nottoway. But again, the previous post report said that there were, you know, convicted murderers who are on the list. You have convicted rapists who are on the list. Somebody in Peru who's on the list. A fugitive who's on the list. A guy in federal prison who's on the list. It just shows that he had made no due diligence to get the list right. And this list is very important because it's the list by which people will register to vote and be placed on juries. And so our concern is fundamental. We really think that this has to be done the right way. The right way is to do it on a case-by-case basis like every governor prior to Governor McAuliffe.
Rob Bell, Virginia House of Delegates, thanks for being with us on WMAL.
Appreciate your time.
Our pleasure. 844, Mornings on the Mall.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
845 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. First morning rush hour under SafeTrak surge number 2. This is a huge deal. Commuters trying to find a way to get to work. Metro Rail closed from Eastern Market to Minnesota Avenue, Benning Road, and the stations that are closed, Stadium Armory and Potomac Avenue stations. And they do have buses running every 5 to 10 minutes. But again, we'll have overcrowding and overcrowding on the roads as well. Seeing heavier than normal delays on the outer loop of the Beltway, heading around toward New Carrollton and Greenbelt. In on 50, we've been doing okay this morning. It's when we get more rush hour commuters tomorrow that we'll really see a lot more of this. But 50 in the B-dub slows to DC 295. On the westbound freeway, after the 3rd Street Tunnel crash cleared, 395, we are jammed, leaving Landmark to get across the 14th Street Bridge with the broken down before the bridge that was still reported to be blocking one lane. We're doing better on 50. Inbound 50 near Graham Road had the earlier crash. 66 were bunched up not only just into Centerville and Fair Oaks in the Beltway, but through Falls Church and now over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and the George Washington Parkway northbound, heavy to join onto the Beltway inner loop, which has been slow coming out of Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front approaching, bringing showers and storms for Tuesday. Sunny and hot today, high 93. Stray shower storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, 73. Scattered showers and storms Tuesday, some strong to severe, 88. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 71 degrees on WMAL, 847, Mornings on the Mall. Ryan and Larry off today. Rick Fowler with Lisa Booth and at the box office. Huge success. Finding Dory.
Huge success.
Record numbers.
Yeah, record numbers with $136 million bow. So, yeah, huge, huge record they got here. Obviously, Finding Dory, the sequel of the beloved 2003 movie Finding Nemo. It sets records with its June 17th bow. You know, what's interesting here is Ellen recently, I think it was with USA Today, talked about how there's a stingray in the movie that is a trans sting. So she is making this political. It's just sort of like a face palm because can't we just have anything that doesn't have to inject politics? Can't the kids just go and enjoy a movie about a fish and not be subjected to this?
I don't mind the question, and I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it is, or she just has a bad short haircut, you know? Who knows if she's a lesbian? But I'll tell you a little secret. There's a stingray that's becoming Sting Rhonda, so there's a trans sting in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
What'll they think of next, huh? People are going to be seeing this film, though, and the music of the film, the trailer's great.
Today's the day, our field trip to the stingray migration.
Migration is about going home, which is where you're from.
How do the stingrays all know where to go?
Instinct. Something deep inside you that feels so familiar that you have to listen to it.
My mom, my dad, I have a family.
So the voices in this film include Caitlin Olson, Ed O'Neill, Diane Keaton, Dominic West, Kate McKinnon, Bill Hader, Sigourney Weaver, and also Hayden Roland. So we've also got Albert Brooks back as Nemo's dad, Marlin. So blockbuster, and the kids are going to want to see this one this summer.
Yeah, they're making they're making money, so...
And a tragic note, you may be familiar with Anton Yelchin, Star Trek's Chekhov. He was killed by his own car. Played Chekhov in the new Star Trek films, killed by his own car at his home in Los Angeles. It struck him after rolling backwards down the steep drive in Studio City. It pinned him against a brick postbox pillar and a security fence and died early on Sunday morning. J.J. Abrams directed him in the first two Star Trek films, paid tribute on Twitter, said he was brilliant, said you were kind, you were funny as hell, and supremely talented, and you weren't here nearly long enough, missing you. And he played the role that was originally made famous by Walter Koenig in the rebooted Star Trek films back in 2009 and 2013. And he also reprised the role in a third film, Star Trek Beyond, which is due for release next month. So tragedy there.
Yeah, 27 years old. So sad.
We're at 8:50, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The Retirement Professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What's good for the economy might not be so good for your health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. As a country develops, rates of colorectal cancer also go up. It's the third most common cancer in the world, and a recent study by the International Agency for Research on Cancer found a tenfold difference in cases based on a country's level of economic development. So what's to blame? A Western lifestyle, including bad diet, low levels of exercise, smoking, and drinking copious amounts of alcohol. Now the good news, this means colon cancer is largely preventable by taking better care of yourself. If colon cancer does develop, it's usually slow growing at first. That's why the key is to catch it early, by listening to your body and getting screened. Experts say that can make the difference in being able to call yourself a survivor. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fives right here on WMAL. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Rick, looks like only the delays intensifying with this accident on Canal Road. Inbound Canal Road is going to be before you get to Arizona Avenue, so you get the idea what's going to happen here. Everyone trying to get through Clara Barton Parkway, off of the Chain Bridge, off of Chain Bridge Road, and North Glebe Road, and everyone trying to get through that corridor. It's going to need extra time to make that trip. In fact, I'm even seeing Military Road slowing just to merge onto Glebe Road. So avoid if you can or allow extra time. Extra time needed for sure. Beltway Maryland heading on the outer loop and into New Carrollton and Greenbelt. Extra pressure there. We're under our first morning commute looking for options under Safe Track Surge number 2. 95 Maryland has been a mess all morning. Incident investigation continues southbound 95 before I-195. That's up near the exit for BWI. And currently on 270, lanes are reported open, but through Urbana, slow Gaithersburg into Rockville. Heavy on the pressure there. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and hot today to start off the business week. High 93. Stray shower, storm possible tonight. 73. Better chance for storms Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 72 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Murphy, he was right. If something can go wrong, it will. If anything simply cannot go wrong, it will anyway. If you perceive there are four possible ways that a procedure can go wrong and circumvent all these, then a fifth way, unprepared for, will promptly develop. And, the chance of bread falling, buttered side down, is directly proportional to the cost of the carpet. In my business, heating and air conditioning, it translates like this. If your air conditioner can break down, it will. And it'll do so during your daughter's birthday party. I'm not sure nature always sides with the hidden flaw, but if Murphy does rear his head in your home this summer, remember my stand-up guys from Snell. Professional, polite, and punctual. With the know-how to restore your family's comfort.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD, and I was diagnosed with a non-specific learning disorder. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College, and within my first year of being here, I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They don't judge you based on what you can't do, but they really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. At Landmark College, your academic success is directly tied to a feeling that you belong. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently.
At our beautiful campus in southern Vermont, you'll find inspiring professors, career-focused internships, challenging studies, and a vibrant campus life. You'll join a community where every student shares the experience of learning differently, and every professor is here to help. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
Coming up on 9 o'clock, Larry will be back tomorrow. I'm Rick Fowler, Lisa Booth. It was fun.
Oh, so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Check out Lisa's columns in the Washington Examiner. Chris Plant is next.
Hola. Loretta Lynch, the selective redaction of transcripts to be released to us, the public, and if we had common sense, what would